Welcome to the Six Figure Photographer Podcast. I'm your host, Sky Edmonds. With 20 years of experience in portrait photography and 16 years as a photographer educator, I have a more holistic approach that addresses the whole photographer, starting from the inside out. The purpose of this podcast is to activate women into their wealth identities as the CEO of their business and to expand their income and their impact through mindset work, nervous system regulation, energetics, somatic connection, and business strategies so that they can step into their next level self and become the bold, visible face of their brand. Welcome to the Six Figure Photographer Podcast. I'm Sky Edmonds, portrait photographer behind the Six Figure brand Work of Art Photography, now celebrating my official 20-year anniversary as a professional portrait photographer. It's been quite the journey. My work and my business took off very quickly, which is why only 3 years after starting my photography business, I entered into the world of photography education, which I am also celebrating my 17th year of teaching workshops in this beautiful month of April. And 17 just happens to be my favorite number, so this will be one hell of a year. A good hell of a year, let me clarify. I can remember being a new photographer and full of self-doubt. Of course, don't get me wrong, I still deal with self-doubt. I just have the tools to help me redirect, sometimes instantly, and sometimes it takes a few times. But I'm able to redirect mindset issues before they cause too big of a problem in my business and in my life. So, dear listeners, don't believe the lie that's floating out there. Often unsaid, but absolutely implied, that once you hit a certain level or a certain level of income, that the fear just goes away, or the self-doubt vanishes with a poof, or the imposter syndrome is finally throat-chopped into oblivion. But no, that's simply not true. But when you have the tools, or when you do the inner work, those things don't get to hang around too long, getting their sticky hands all over the things you love and care about. Those things lose their power when you find yours. Today, I want to talk to you about three mindsets for a profitable business, in my humble opinion, of course. And I'm certainly not saying you can't make a profit without these mindsets. There are, after all, people making boatloads of money, I'm sure, with mindsets nowhere near any of these. Or perhaps they got the last two down but struggled with the first one. These mindsets are like the foundation. And if you don't have a strong foundation, down the road, you may have some issues come up that could have been avoided with a few mindset tweaks. So let's go ahead and jump into the first mindset, which is for a profitable business, you have to believe in what you offer. Your offer, your business. What is the core of your business? What are you offering to clients in the exchange for money? I've said it a lot on this podcast, and I don't plan on stopping anytime soon, so I'm going to say it again. But you are the leading energy of your business. You have to set the precedent, be the example, and be sold on not only your business as a whole, but let's go a little further and say also on you as the business owner and artist. We often look to others to validate and tell us, oh, you are so good, girl, as if we need their permission to finally feel what we should have started with in the first place. Needing permission or validation from others while bypassing our own approval quickly becomes a nasty entanglement that can trap you and keep you stuck. Ask me how I know. So I go first now, not my clients, not the market, me. If I'm passionate about it and back up that passion with savvy strategy, I will attract the clients who say, oh, that's for me. Passion needs the container of strategy to uphold it, like the frame and walls of a house. Passion can come into the house and decorate it up all cute, But without the frame and walls of the house to give it structure, your passion won't have any impact because it'll be on the ground in a heap with no direction. When I'm saying this, I'm especially speaking to my neurodivergent sisters out there, us ADHD types and the like. Oof, I used to run up and down and all around with so much passion and no structure, and no one can make heads or tails of it. So I had to sit with it, sort it out a bit, and then apply strategy and a bit of self-leadership. Self-leadership, by the way, is the older, much cooler sister to self-discipline. Again, back to the ADHD brain, something in me bristles when I hear the word discipline. But leadership? Hell yeah, let's go. I could do a whole episode and all of that, what I just said above, but let's get into number two. The second mindset for a profitable business is you have to believe there are people out there who want what you have to offer. How are you going to show up in your marketing if you don't believe people want what you have to offer? You're not. But if you believe there are people who want this, you're going to show up more boldly in your marketing. And business, by the way, is almost all marketing. When you believe it, back to that leading energy thing, when you believe it and you give it your attention, you are telling your brain it's important to you. Your brain will then fall all over itself, seeking out people, experiences, and conversations which confirm, yes, people value this. People want to buy it. Listen to the end of episode number 41, in which I cover Sales Psychology 101 and the Stanley Cup. One of my most popular episodes where I go deeper into the neuroscience of why your brain works this way. It's fascinating, and if you can grab a hold of this about your brain, everything will change. It's the ultimate mind hack, if you will. If I focus on the market or how people aren't buying, that is all I will see confirmed to me in my outside world. Your brain will be sure of it. What happens is you begin to contract. I wish you could see my body posture right now as I demonstrate what I mean. Someone who is contracted has their shoulders rounded in and their arms across their stomach as if they are guarding their softest parts from being harmed. We can carry the same posture energetically in our business because we are afraid of being hurt, of being rejected, of failing again, or even afraid of succeeding, and we become this in the state of defense. When you are closed off to protect yourself from being hurt, you're also closed off from new opportunities. Where life goes into that coveted flow and has that serendipitous vibe is when we are open. And yes, we guard ourselves with boundaries, but that's from a position of power, not from a position of fear. Big difference. I think boundaries from a position of fear are more like walls, not necessarily boundaries. When you are open, your brain and nervous system are on the task of bringing to your attention innovative ideas, prosperous networking connections, and so forth. Okay, moving on to the last one, because for the love of God, I'm trying to keep these episodes under 20 minutes. If you want to go deeper, jump into one of my online courses, or I have opened up my books for a few one-on-one private coaching sessions. Check the show notes for details. And the third mindset for a profitable business is you have to believe there are people out there who will pay you for your offer. To recap the first one, you believe in your offer, what you're offering in your business. The second one, you believe there are people who value it or desire your offer. And this third one, you believe there are people who will pay you for your offer or have the money to pay you. I've always known this, but COVID solidified this belief for me. Even then, there were people spending money, even big money. There will always be people buying in every market. Yes, even in this one. I'm in a photographer group full of high achievers with fabulous mindsets, and they are consistently making $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 sales in their photography business in every state, even in small towns. What it comes down to is making what you offer in your photography business an irresistible experience that will give them the result or transformation they most desire. Creating experiences for your clients will set you apart from your competition, quote unquote, and of course, AI. Who do they get to be when or after they experience a session with you? When you can demonstrate this experience aspect in your marketing, you're golden. Now I'm going to say the quiet part out loud. And some may disagree with me, but a successful photography business has little, if anything, to do with talent. It's the business and marketing aspect that will set you apart and get you to the six-figure status, if you so desire. Now, we all know photographers who are absolutely killing it in business, but their work maybe makes you scratch your head a little bit like, huh? We also know amazing photographers whose work makes you catch your breath a little bit. It's so beautiful, but they are giving up in their business because, quote unquote, the market sucks and they have no clients. I hope today's episode resonated with you. Let me ask, which mindset that I discussed sparked the most interest for you? Did any of them have you going, I'm not sure I could believe this yet? And that gets to be okay. We do baby steps around here. It's so good to be back on the podcast. I do love it here with you all. I so appreciate you being here, listening, and sharing my podcast with your photographer friends. Without you, I'd be here talking to myself, which I'm prone to do, but I do prefer someone else to talk to. Thank you for listening to the Six Figure Photographer Podcast. Until next time.